Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. I am the way and the truth and the life, says the Lord. No one comes to the Father but by me. Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Pharisees came forward and began to argue with Jesus, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. He sighed from the depth of his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Amen, I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation." Then he left them, got into the boat again, and went off to the other shore. The Gospel of the Lord. The English Dominicans are very English and very, very Catholic. And there's a story told that I'm pretty sure is true about how at a provincial chapter, that would be the gathering of all the Dominican fathers in England, they get together, and the guy who's been the syndic, the business manager for several years, 20 years maybe, stands up and he says, "Hey brothers, I have an announcement to make. I've decided that I've become an atheist." There's this pause. Everybody looks around. This is back maybe in the 70s or 80s when this was more common. So somebody says, "We expect you'll be leaving then." And he thinks about it and he says, "Oh, I don't know. I rather like Mass. Never lived on my own. Don't know what I'd do with myself, really. I don't know. I've not considered leaving." So then the superior, who was a very, very wise man, looks out over the crowd of the brethren and he says, "All right, brothers, any objections to Father Cletus staying even though he's decided he's an atheist?" Seeing none. Now that can sound really, really awful, but of course the wisdom of the superior was that where Father Cletus was in that moment is not where he was all the time. It wasn't a stable state of being, and that, as Cardinal Newman, another famous Englishman, said, 100,000 difficulties don't make a single doubt. Listen again to St. James's reflection here on faith. "He should ask in faith, not doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave on the sea. It is driven and tossed about by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord, since he is a man of two minds, unstable in all his ways." It's like Chesterton says, once a man's decided that he can't believe in anything, he'll believe everything you say. There's something that happens once we've lost faith, once we've lost the ability to assent, to move our will towards something that cannot be immediately proved, but is presently, immediately, and deeply known. Not felt, but known. Which is the only reason, he can say, "Consider it all joy, brethren, when you encounter trials, for you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let that perseverance be perfect, so that you may be perfect, lacking in nothing." The Mass I'm offering today is for the church. The reason is, in these days before Lent begins, we pray together for the whole church that we can be faithful to the discipline we're about to undertake, which requires perseverance, and which only makes sense in light of faith. Deacon Larry's wife, Susan, told the RCIA candidates and catechumens yesterday, fasting without prayer is just a bad diet. It's easy during Lent to just fall into a very funny sort of diet. That's not what we're about. And so, as we prepare these days to do what we're about to do, consider it deeply in light of the faith that has moved you and brought you here, in light of the goal that you have set for yourself out not only 6 or 8 weeks hence, but far further than that. And ask for the wisdom that St. James enjoins, so that we don't wind up being like those Pharisees, grumbling and cursing, asking for a sign. The sign has already appeared. It ends all signs. It gives all our desires.